Today's shiur, the Daf Yomi, is the Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Nun Zayin. We're learning today Le'ilu Nishmas and Blumenthal, Jack Fuchs, and Edith Taub, Esther Bashrav Shlomo Zev. All the shams we learned for us have an aliyah from our learning. We continue to learn with tremendous hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will return all the hostages safely. They're still being held in Gaza. I had the zuchus to meet with Rav Doron Peretz as part of our mission. He is the head of World Mizrahi, and his son, Daniel Shimon Ben Sharon, fought very valiantly and saved hundreds of lives on October 7th and was captured, wounded by Hamas, Yimach Shimon Zichron, and he's still held. We have no idea about him except that, Be'ezus Hashem, we think he's still alive, and HaKadosh Baruch should return him and all the hostages, B'mheira, they should all have a refuah shlema, and all the chayalim should be successful, and there should be no more Chas v'shalom korbanos for the holy chayalim. Okay, we pick up on the last line of Bava Kama Nun Vov Omid Beis with the simon. We always say out the simonim, it's a school to say them. And this simon is going to be a series of brises or questions that we're going to have on the positions of Rava and Rav Yosef, which we'll remind ourselves again. Let's first say the simon. Herzira, Leolam, Choshav, Chia, Amris, Nishbar, and Sochar. So these are all upcoming braises that we'll have to question either Rabbah, who held yesterday that the person who finds an Aveda, the Shomer Aveda, he finds something that was lost and is holding on to it until he returns it to its owner, so he has the halachic status of a Shomer Chinam, who's only going to be chayev for pshia, for negligence, but will be potter for geneva of the Aveda, will be potter for ones, and will be potter for everything other than pshia. And Rabbi Yosef's position is no, that the person who is a Shomer Aveda has the halachic status of a Shomer Sachar. So he would be chayev not only for Peshia, but would be chayev for Gneva the Aveda as well. We gave reasons why this was so yesterday, but today we begin with questioning these respective shitas. So, Esve Rav Yosef L'Rabba, Rav Yosef, who says that the Shomer Aveda has the status of Shomer Sachar, questions Rabba, who says he has the status of being a Shomer Chinam, with the following braisa. If the person who found the Aveda goes and returns it to the owner in a place where the owner will be able to see it, but he doesn't tell the owner that it's there, but he puts it in a place that the owner will see it. So the Braisa says, he doesn't have to do anything else. That is adequate fulfilling of the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda, even though he didn't tell him, he put it in a place where he'd be able to see it, and therefore his responsibility is done, and now anything that happens to it will be the responsibility of the owner. But then the Braisa says, Nignava o Avda, if it is stolen or it's lost, paradoxically, Chayav Yachriyusa. Now the Shomer Aveda is responsible for it. So there's obviously a stira over here. So what's going on? So the Gemara says, this is Rav Yosef's Kasha on Rabbah. My Nignava o Aveda. What does this Braisa mean when it says that it was stolen or that it was lost? Obviously, Lav Nignava mi Beso, V'Avda mi Beso, and yet he's still Chayav. So therefore, clearly you see, Rav Yosef says, that he's chayiv, this Shomer Aveda is chayiv for Gneva Aveda, like a Shomer Socha. Oh, I'm right, Rav Yosef says to Rabbah, he's treated like a Shomer Socha, and not like you're saying, like a Shomer Chinam, because then he would be part of a Gneva Aveda. Rabbah says, that's incorrect. Lo, Mimokum Shechzira, you misunderstand the Braisa. The Braisa doesn't say he returned it to his house, and he's still chayiv to be responsible for it. No, he returned it to the place where the owner would be able to see it. He returned it to that spot where the owner should have been able to see it, and nevertheless, he is still chayev. So Rav Yosef says, but wait a second, the Reisha of this Braisa said, once you return it there, you don't have to do anything else to it. So how can you tell me that he's chayev in that situation because he didn't return it properly? So Rabbah explains, this is what happened. Omalei. Hachmaiskin, what's the scenario over here? What's the Braisa talking about? Kigon Shechzira B'tzorayim. If he returns it in the afternoon, the Tartek Tani V'Hochi Tani. And therefore, there are two different scenarios in this Braisa. The second part is talking about we returned in the afternoon. The first part we'll see is talking about he returned it in the morning. And therefore, there's two separate cases over here. And this is the way you have to understand the Braisa. V'Hochi Tani. Herzira Shachwas, if he returns it in the morning time, Lamakum Shirena, to a place where the owner of this Aveda will see his Aveda being returned there. So let's say it's before he goes to work, so he puts it outside his house before he goes to work. In that situation, the owner of this Aveda will see it before he goes to work. Ah, and it's successfully been returned, and therefore, since he will see it shortly, this is considered a valid return, and Eino Chai L'Tabubo, the Shomer Aveda doesn't have to go watch it anymore, doesn't have to do anything else. Because Ushriach the Isle V'Nofik V'Chazile, because it's very highly likely, it's routine, that the owner of this Aveda is going to leave his house and go and see it in the place that the Shomer Aveda put it. And therefore, he doesn't have to be metapled. The Shomer Aveda doesn't have to be metapled with it anymore. Ain't chayv l'tapel ba. However, the guy went out to work. The owner of this object, who doesn't know it's been returned, because it hasn't been returned yet, went out to work. And now, herziru it's all right. And the Shomer Aveda puts it there in the afternoon when the owner isn't going by there. He's out at work in the fields. So herziru it's all right. He puts it out there in the early afternoon, l'mokum shirena, even though it's in a place that normally would be seen, but the owner's not going to see it for several more hours until he returns home. He doesn't go regularly there now at this point of the day, and he's not going to see it. Oh, now it's not considered appropriately returned. The nignava oavda, in this situation, if it's stolen or it's lost, so this isn't called gineva v'aveda, this is called pshia, Rashi explains. And chayav b'yachriusa, the shomer aveda never returned it properly. This is pshia, this is negligence on his behalf, and even though he's treated, Rabbah says, as a shomer chinam, but he didn't do even what a shomer chinam has to do, which is not to be negligent, and therefore that's why he is chayav in this situation. So Rabbah has taken care of the kashas that Rabbi Yosef put on him from this brisa. Rabbi Yosef tries again. Eisvei Rabbi Yosef again asks Rabbah from the following brisa. Li'olam hu chayav ach shechiren ad shiachsirena l'rishusam. The person who's the Shomer Aveda is going to be chayav even for Gneva Aveda. Tosus points out, since we're talking in the same scenario over here, it's the same brisa, and Dibra Masul Li'olam, Tosus says, he's safe for the brisa. This is the safe for this brisa that we just mentioned, and therefore it's talking about chayev when it says chayev b'gneva v'aveda kamar. So this brisa says that the person is going to be chayev for gneva v'aveda until he returns it to the rishus of the original owner. Now, it says li'olam. What does it mean? My li'olam. What does it mean, li'olam? Doesn't it mean lav afilu mibesu? Doesn't it mean even if he returned it to the guy's house? And shmamino kishom esochadomi. That is something that he is treated like a shom esochad, that he's chayev even for gneva v'aveda because he didn't return it to him yet. So therefore, you see, Rav Yosef says to Rabbah that this brisa shows that he has the same status as a shom esochad, and therefore he's chayev for gneva v'aveda. Not like you say, Rabbah, that he's a shom echinam. So this is the kasha Rav Yosef asks to Rabbah. Now, how does Rabbah respond? Rabbah responds, says, you're taka right, but only in this specific situation. Omalei, modin aloch, I admit to you, bebalichayim, with an animal, that this is true. So this guy lost his sheep. I returned the sheep to that area. It's inadequate. It's considered inappropriate for me to go and just put it back in the house because the kivan dinokte luhu nigra baraisa, since this animal has by default shown that it runs away. So it's gotten used to being outside. So boy in the tirusa, you say rosa. So I have to go and watch it more than usual. And therefore, I admit to you, Rav Yosef, that with regards to an animal, that the regular shomer chinam status is not adequate to go and just put it back in the guy's house because this animal has shown itself to be an animal that runs about. As Rashi points out, Dibra Amaskel, Nagri the kiva denoktu nagri biraisa kiva shura shemulu mudaz hey lot says since he sees this animal is quick to run away boy nitirusa yiserasa he should have watched it more carefully va'afilu hevi shomer chinam and even though I hold that he's a shomer chinam chayav in this situation chayav because of pshia. But if this had been a vase, if this had been a utensil, a keli that he had found and was returning it, so then potter be the avodah. In fact, he would taka be potter because he's a shomer chinam. And here you can't say that this kli is used to running away. So therefore, only by an animal, which now is mulumadus, it's used to running away, then it's pshia not to watch it more carefully. But by a utensil, it would be perfectly acceptable. And Rabbah says to Rav Yosef, that's because he's a shomer chinam. Now we go the other way. Rabbi now tries to prove that Rabbi Yosef's opinion that the Shomer Aveda is a Shomer Socher is wrong. Eisei Rabbi Rabbi Yosef. Now Rabbi asked Rabbi Yosef the following shaila. The pasuk says, Lo sires shor achicha o esayo nidochim vislamte mehem hoshev tishivem liachicha. You must go and return the lost animal from your friend. You have to go and do this. But he uses a double lashon, hoshev tishivem. So the Braisa says, the first word, hoshev, tells me, ein li'ela bebeso, that I have to return it to the guy's house. How do I know, l'ginoso u'l'chuvoso, minayin, that that's also acceptable, to return the animal to the person's gina, to his garden, or to his churva, to his destroyed building? How do we know that that is acceptable as well? Because it says, hoshev tishivein, tamuloma tishivein mikol mokum. Any way of returning it to him, to his house, or to his gina, or his churva, is acceptable. Now, this brisa, Rabbah is now going to show Rav Yosef why Rabbah's sheet is right and Rav Yosef's sheet is wrong. What does it mean, Rabbi says? Ma'ile ginaso uluchuvaso. What does it mean? He's acceptable to return it to the person's gina or churva. Ile maluginaso hamishtameres uluchuvaso hamishtameres. This is a protected area. The gina is surrounded by fence. It's shielded. It's protected. Or this churva is surrounded by fence. So in that situation, what's the chiddush? Why would I need to tell me hoshev tishivim hainu beso? How is this any different than beso? Beso is protected. These areas are protected. So of course, it's a valid return. Ella, what must it be? Rabbi says ella pshita, that this tells us leginaso she'ena mishtameres ulchavaso she'ena mishtameres. It's also acceptable. What do you see from here? Shma minok yisho mechinam dami. This is considered acceptable. It's not negligent, and therefore this is acceptable. However, if it's now stolen or it's lost from there, then this Shomer Aveda is not going to be Chayav. Now, the Mefarshim explained that while this area is not Mishtameris, it's Mishtameris enough that the animal won't run away. Because as we just said a minute ago, this animal is already used to running away. It is Milumados to run away. And therefore, it's talking about that it was protected enough that the animal can't run away, but it's not considered a secure area. But it's adequate for a Shomer Chinam to return it, but not for a Shomer Sochar. And since he's Potter over here, Rabbi says, here you see that he's treated, the Shomer Aveda is treated like a Shomer Chinam. Now, what does Rav Yossi say to that? Amrle, Rav Yossi says back to Rabba, Leolam, we're actually talking about Leginoso HaMishtameris, Uchubaras HaMishtameris. We're talking about that it's a securely protected field, and therefore even the Shomer Socher would be Potter. After all, he did what he was supposed to do. If it's stolen through an unusual circumstance in Ones, he's also Potter. And here it was placed in a Gina or a Churva that was a perfectly secure place, and therefore that's why the Shomer Socher is Potter for Gneva Aveda, because it's not Gneva Veveda. It would be an onus if it was stolen. I, Udukashlo, Hainu Beso, then why did I have to say Hashem Tishivim? This is the exact same thing as Beso. So no, there's a Chiddush over here, Rav Yossi says, Hokamashwa, the Chiddush is the Lobin and Das Balam, that the owner doesn't know about it. In general, when you do something, such as you're returning a Pikado, or you're paying back a debt, you can't say, well, I put it back in your protected yard, and tough luck if it's stolen from there through an onus. No, you have to let the person know. So the Chiddush over here, Rav Yossi says, is when returning an Aveda, you don't have to let the owner know. You just have to make sure you return it to appropriate, safe place. And this goes to Rabbi Elazar. This goes like what Rabbi Elazar taught. What did Rabbi Elazar teach? The other Rabbi Elazar, when you return something, it almost always has to have Das Balam. You have to go and let them know that you're returning it. As Rashi says, a gonev, if a person stole something, a gozel, or a different type, a gonev is a surreptitious type of a stealing, gozel is a right-in-your-face type of a stealing, or any of the four shomrim, that they, the goniv or the gozel, they did tshuva, or the abishomim, were returning it, shelzirut tzorech lodiyo lebalam. You have to go and tell the balam, hey, I returned it. V'yam lo odiyu, and if you don't tell me you returned it, chayiv amasir b'achriyusan, then you're still chayiv any liability that happens to them. So this is true for the ganav, the gazlon, and the abishomim. But Rabbi Elazar says, chutz me hashavos aveda. The one exception to this rule is hashavos aveda. Shari ribsa bo Torah, hashavos harbe. Because the Torah says, so shev tishivim, one of the other drushes we learn from there is you have to even do it 100 times in a day. So therefore, since you have to do it so many times, the Torah is telling us that you're doing this, obviously, many times. Obviously, the Das Balam didn't know about it. You returned it, but they didn't know about it. Then it got it left again, and you return it again. So therefore, this din of the Balam having to know about it doesn't apply in Hashavas Aveda. So therefore, that's how Rav Yosef gets around the challenge from Rabba. Amalei Abaye Rav Yosef. Now we have Abaye asking Rav Yosef for Shaila. No, he says, Va'at lo tizbro, you, Rebbe, you, Rav Yosef, you don't hold a Shomer Aveda ke Shomer Chinam Dami. You don't hold like Rabba that a Shomer Aveda is like a Shomer Chinam. You're saying he's like a Shomer Sochar? But how can that be? V'amar Rabbi Chia bar Abba amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Chia bar Abba said name Rav Yochanan. Hatoen tainas gaino bi Aveda. If a person states he was watching something and he says that a ganav came and stole it, so then Mishali Tashulim Kefil. If it turns out that he was the one that stole it, the one who was watching it was the one that stole it, not a ganav. There was no ganav. So then there's a din of Tashulim Kefil. Now, that works out great according to Rabbah, because he says that the Shomer Aveda has the status of a Shomer Chinam. And a Shomer Chinam, if he actually stole it, is going to be Chayiv Kefil. However, if you're telling me that the Shomer Aveda is the status of a Shomer Socher, so what happens if a Shomer Socher says, listen, it was stolen from me, a Ganav came and stole it from me, And guess what? The Shomer Sachar doesn't pay kefil. He pays karna. He pays the principal. Am I mishalim teshul bekefil? So then how could it possibly be, if you're saying the Shomer Aveda has a status of Shomer Sachar, how could he ever get kefil? Karna boy shlomei. He would just have to pay the karen. He would have to pay the principal because he is responsible as the Shomer Sachar for Gnev of Aveda. There is no din of gan of paying kefil against the Shomer Sachar because the Shomer Sachar would just pay the full amount because he has to pay the principal. He's chayv for Gnev of Aveda. So therefore, Abayi says to Rav Yosef, no, how are you going to learn this statement that was said over the name of Chiya? So Rav Yossi says, no problem. Amalei, he says to Abayi, you know what we're talking about over here? Kegon shetoein tainas listim mizuyin. He wasn't tining that it was a ganev that stole it. You know, a guy didn't sneak into the house at night and steal it. This was an armed robber who came in with rifles. Rahman al-Islam, these are terrorists that come in and they go and take what they want. Kegon shetoein tainas listim mizuyin. And even a Shomer Sachar doesn't have to go and put up a fight against listed as an armed robbers. And therefore, this is onus. And onus, even the Shomer Sachar, is going to be patur for. So Abayi says, wait a second. Amalei, sister of Yosef. But then if he's listed Mizuyan, if you're telling me that these were armed robbers, so then Gazlan who? Then they're not a Ganav, then they're a Gazlan. And the din is interesting that a Ganav pays Tashulni Kefil, but a Gazlan does not. Why is that? So the anthropological answer that the Chazal give is that a Gazlan is showing, I'm not afraid of you. I'm just coming into your house and grabbing whatever I want from you and try to stop me. And he's not afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But a Ganav, so to say, is afraid of the person. He's sneaking in at night, but he's not afraid that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the Ganav pays Tashlum Kefil, and the Gazlan just has an obligation to return what he stole. So therefore, Abayi says to Rav Yosef, list the Mizuyim, they have the status of a Gazlan, and therefore there's no Kefil. So how can you tie in that this is list the Mizuyim? So Rav Yosef says back, Omalei, no, Shani Omer, because I hold list the Mizuyim, an armed robber, Kibon de Mitmar Meinshe, he's also afraid of people. That's why he has a gun. So Ganavu, he has the halachic status. Listed Mizuyin has the halachic status of a Ganav and do pay Tashlume Kefil. A Gazlan doesn't pay Tashlume Kefil. He just walks in there, he's not afraid of anybody, and takes what he wants. Whereas an armed robber is also scared, and that's why he has a gun. And he's like the Ganav. They're scared of people, but they're not scared of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and therefore they both have the punishment of Tashlume Kefil. So therefore, Rav Yosef must hold, A, that this is talking about Listim Mizuyin, and B, that Listim Mizuyin had the halachic status of Ganav, and they would pay Kefil. This is now going to be questioned by the following brisa. Esve, the Gemara says, and we turn to Nazayin Amid Beis, lo, that can't be. Now, we'll see we're in the middle of a discussion of this brisa. We'll explain in a minute. Let's just read the words. Lo, imamis b'shom mechinam shekei m'shalim teshul mekefel. Toma b'shom m'socho she'enu m'shalim teshul mekefel. Now, what is this brisa talking about? So here we have a classic Rashi, where Rashi says, v'lo yadona hechatanya. This is a brisa, but I don't know where it's from. And the Gilyon HaShas of Akiva Eger points out, to go look in the very beginning of the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Chav Hei, that Rashi says this over there as well, and the Gilyon HaShas of Akiva Eger points out over there, there are 25, 26 places in all of Shas where Rashi says, I don't know. I was always taught by Rabbein, this is the greatest Rashi, because everybody else would have just shut up and not said anything. Rashi says, it's okay to say, I do not know. And Rashi says, I don't know what this price is. No, Tosos. They say that this brisa is dealing with the halacha of what's called shlichus yad. The brisa is telling us, we know that a shomer chinam is normally potter from anything other than pshia. But once he was posheya, he used the item. So he's asked to watch this item. He's not allowed to use it. And then he uses it. So he's posheya. Once he's posheya, even if then geneva of aveda occurs or an onus occurs after that, so then he has to go and pay. Once you do shlichus yad, so then you automatically are chayav for everything afterwards. So what this price is now telling us, that the Tanakama of this price that we don't have over here wanted to say that we can learn out a Kavul Chomer. If a Shomer Chinam is Chayev for everything if he did Shlichus Yad, so Allah has Kama Vakama, a Shomer Socha should be Chayev for everything if the Shomer Socha did Shlichus Yad. So a Shomer Chinam who did Shlichus Yad is going to be Chayev for own sin. So certainly the Tanakama of this price that we don't have over here, he holds that a Shomer Socha certainly be Chayev for own sin. And now we pick up the brisa. Lo, the author, the second author of this brisa, he tells the Tanakhama the brisa. Lo, im ames b'shomer chinam. You're telling me it's a kavul chomer. A shomer chinam is chayev. Certainly, a shomer socha should be chayev. No, it's not a kavul chomer because there's a stringency that a shomer chinam has over a shomer socha. What is that? Lo, im ames b'shomer chinam. If you're telling me shomer chinam is chayev for this shlichus yad, he's chayev on everything. That's because shekei mishalim tashlum kefel, because there is potential for a shomachinu to sometimes pay kefel. If he stole it, so he pays kefel. As opposed to tome b'shom esachar, are you telling me it's a kal v'chomer? Then if shlichus yad applies to shomachinu, should also apply to shom esachar? Are you telling me that tome b'shom esachar? No, a shom esachar is easier. A shom esachar is easier than a shomachinu. She'enu mishalim tashlum kefel. He never, seemingly under any circumstances, pays tashlum kefel. Now that's great. If you hold at least the mezuyim are a gazlan and that they don't pay kefil. But if you, Rav Yosef, are saying that list the mezuyim are a ganav, so then v'sokadaitach list the mezuyim ganavu and they do pay kefil, so then we have a case, nimtzu b'shom esachar mishalim teshlum kefil. So then we do have a case where shom esachar mishalim teshlum kefil b'toein tainus list the mezuyim. The case where the shom esachar says armed robbers came and it wasn't armed robbers, so then he would pay kefil. So how can you tell me the kal v'chomer doesn't work? The second author of the Brisa, the part that we picked up away, it says, lo, im amris b'shom achinam, shekei m'shalim tam shlomi kefo, tom m'shom m'socha, she'enu m'shalim tam shlomi kefo. So he said definitively, the town of the Brisa says definitely that a shomer socha never pays that shlomi kefo. But you, Rabbi Yosef, say that a shomer socha sometimes does pay that shlomi kefo when he ties list the mezuyin. Oh, it must be that you're wrong. List the mezuyin is not God of who. No, what does Rabbi Yosef say? So Amalei, Rabbi Yosef says, hachikamer, no, this is what the Brisa is telling us. Lo, the author of the second part of the Brisa is responding to the Tana Kama the Brisa, and he says, lo, im amris b'shom achinam, you're telling me shom achinam that he always pays tashlum kefil. Shekei mishalim tashlum kefil b'chol tanosav. He's always going to pay tashlum kefil if he argues that it was stolen. There's no circumstance where he doesn't pay tashlum kefil. Tomar b'shom esachar, you're going to tell me the same thing by shom esachar? Sheinu mishalim tashlum kefil at all times. He only pays tashlum kefil. Ela b'toyin tanis list of bezuyin. Because list of mezuyin is a ganav, but only in this taina. So therefore, that's why the second author in the Brisa slugs up the Tana Kama by saying it's not a kal v'chomer, because under the rare circumstance where you're dealing with list of mezuyin, so then, in fact, the shom esachar only in that situation pay kefil, but in all other cases, he doesn't pay kefil. So you have a stringency that's found by a shom achinam over a shom esachar, and that's why you can't make the kal v'chomer. Okay? Try again. Esvei, Rav Yosef, is questioned again. Mustama by Abaya. Esve. The pasuk tells us the person borrows something and then it dies or it's broken. So ba'al of any mo, if the owner of the borrowed item wasn't with him, then shalem yishalem. This is the din of a shoel. A shoel pays for everything except the meisa machmas melacha. Shoel is responsible for pshia. He's responsible for gevur aveda. He's responsible for own sin, for accidents. The only time the shoel doesn't have to pay is if he was working it. He took a cow and he's plowing with it, and the cow gets a heart attack and dies. And he was using it normally. He didn't do anything inappropriate. So then it's called meso machmas melacha. You borrowed a lawnmower and the lawnmower breaks. You were using it properly. In that situation, it's called meso machmas melacha, or nishbar machmas melacha, and then he's potter. But in all other situations, he's chayv. So here is where Abaye asks Rav Yosef the following. Esve, this pasuk, it says v'nishbar omeis. So then, this teaches us only nishbar omeis, only elishu omeis. If it breaks, or if it dies, it's broken. So for nishbar omeis, he's chayiv. How do we know that it's not only nishbar omeis, only elishu omeis? How do we know that the shoel is chayiv not only for shur omeis, for any own sin that come up, or anything other than meis machmas melacha? How do we know gineva v'aved minayin? How do we know that if it's stolen from the borrower or if it's lost by the borrower, that he's also chayev? So the Brisa says it's a kal v'chomer. Amar's kal v'chomer. Uma shomer sochar, a shomer sochar, shepoter bo shur meisa. A shomer sochar doesn't have to pay for accidents. He doesn't pay for own sin. So he doesn't pay for shur meisa. Nevertheless, chayev b'gneva v'yaveda, the shomer sochar is chayev b'gneva v'yaveda. So certainly the shoel, shechayev b'shur v'meisa, the shoel is chayev for all own sin. So then certainly it's a kal v'chomer. Eino din shechayev b'gneva v'yaveda. So then he certainly should be chayev b'gneva v'yaveda as well. And this, the Brisa says, zehu kal v'chomer, shein olav tshuva. There's no way to slug up this kal v'chomer. Now, here's the question that Abaye asked to Rav Yosef. You're saying that list the mezuyin is toin, tainus, list the mezuyin is going to be chayev kefil because list the mezuyin is in fact a ganav. Now, v'sokadaituch list the mezuyin ganavu, if what you're saying is correct, so amai ain't a love tshuva, then why can't you slug up the kal v'chomer in this price? Oh, the price says, this is a kal v'chomer, she ain't a love tshuva. There's no way to slug it up. But there is a way to slug it up according to you. Ikal mifrach, you could have schlugged up the Kal V'chomer, you could have made a pircha in the Kal V'chomer. You could have broken the Kal V'chomer by saying, no, a shomer sachar is different than a shawl. Mal a shomer sachar that at least sometimes pays kefil. Shekim ishalim tashulim kefil, but toying tannis list the mezuyin, as opposed to a shawl that never pays kefil. So you can't bring me a Kal V'chomer. So it is negligently schlugged up. No, if Rav Yosef is right, why doesn't the Braisa say that? So Rav Yosef would answer, he says, no, Kesavra Haitaina. You're right, the Tana of this Raisa holds that Karna below Shvua is Adifa Mikvela Bishvua. No, the Kal V'chomer still works over here because paying a single amount, the Shoah would have to pay a single amount, the Keren. He can't make a Shvua. A Shvua won't get him around paying it. So paying a Keren and not having an option of making a Shvua, that's a stricter rule. Adifa mikfeila b'shua. That's a stricter rule than being able to pay kefil, albeit you have to make a shvua that it was listed mizuyin. So therefore, the Kal V'chomer can't be schlugged up because the shoel is certainly still, even though there's a din of kefil by shomer sachar under the rare situation of listed mizuyin because he holds his ganafu, but nevertheless, the Kal V'chomer is still intact because the shoel always pays keren, can't make a shvua, and that's a stricter rule than somebody that can make a shvua and not have to pay the kefil in that situation. And in fact, the Gemara says, let's bring a riot to this position of Rav Yosef. Levin Mesaile, the following Braisa, seems to support Rav Yosef. It says, Hasocher Parah Mechavero, Vinignava. If somebody rents a Parah, now renting we haven't talked about now, but we've talked previously that there's a machlokes. What is the status of a renter? A socher, there's a machlokes. Is he like a Shomer Chinam or is he like a Shomer Socher? So the person who rents, Hasocher Parah Mechavero, and then it's stolen, the Omar, and he says, Halo, Harini Mishali Veinu Nishba. Now, if he swears that it was stolen, so then he would be able to get off if you hold that he's like a Shomer Chinam. If he's a Shomer Chinam and he swears that it was stolen, so if it's true and he swore correctly, so then he won't have to pay. If it's ultimately found out that he was the Ganav, so then he would have to pay. But in any event, here we're dealing with the person who rents a para from his friend, and it was stolen. And he says, I don't want to make a shvua. I don't like to make shvuas. I'll pay you. Even though I'm right, if I make a shua, it was stolen and I couldn't protect myself. I didn't do any pshia. It was stolen. And he says, I'd rather pay than make a shua. People are very hesitant to make shuas. Holy people wouldn't want to make a shua. So he says, I would rather pay. And then what happens? And then they find out the guy they really stole it from. So they catch the crook and he was a ganav. So he has to pay kefil. Who does he pay the kefil to? Meshalim tashlim kefil l'socher. He gives it now to the socher because the socher, so to say, bought the item by paying for it. And therefore the tashlim kefil goes to the socher. Now, Sagrua Kerab Yehudud Yomar, socher kinosi socher. Now here's the kicker. Here's where the question comes in. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda that a socher has the status of a shomer socher, so then how would he ever get the kefil? Umi diktani v'yama harini mishali v'eni nishba. If he says, I want to pay, I don't want to swear, so that must mean that he could have sworn. Now, what could he have sworn? How could he have made a shua over here? Hechidami. What are we talking about? He's a socher is like a shomer socher. And what must it be? It must be hechidami kigon the kotoyin tanis list of mizuyim uktani v'achakach nimsa ganim mishalim tishulim kevel a socher. Oh, shma mina list of mizuyim ganafu. You clearly see from here a riot to Rav Yosef that based upon the fact that this socher who is treated like Rav Yehuda says like a shomer socher was able to theoretically make a shvua and say that it was list of mizuyim. And therefore, since there was a kefil payment in this situation, it must be the list in Mizuyin is considered like a ganav and has kefil. Oh, a riot to Rav Yosef. Versus Lav Dafka. Amre, you know what? Misavis Kriv Yehuda. Who says that this Braisa holds that the socher is a shomer socher like Rav Yehuda? In fact, Dilma Kriv Meyas relay. This is this famous machlokes Rav Yehuda Rebeya. Rav Yehuda says that a socher is like a shomer socher, but Rebeya says the socher, the renter, is like a shomer chinam. Dilma socher ke shomer chinam dami, and that's why there's a regular case of he just says that it was stolen by a ganav. No riot to list the mizuyin, so you can't bring me a definitive proof to Rav Yosef from this price. Alternatively, by Yisema, you could actually hold Kidemachlif Rabba Baravua Vitani, that this statement that Rav Yehuda is the one that holds that it's a Nosei Socher, the Socher is like a Nosei Socher, and Rav Meir is the one that says that the Socher is like a Shomer Chinam, Rabba Bar Avuah flips it around, and he says that socher ketzad mishalem. He says, how do we hold the socher to be? He says Rav Meir is the one that says kishom socher, and Rav Yehuda make kishom mechinim. So if this goes in accord with Rav Yehuda, according to this version of Yehuda, it's a shom mechinim. And again, no raya to Rav Yosef that there is a concept of list the mezuyin ganafu. Okay, then we have another teretz. Rezei Amar. You can explain this all in the following way. Hachem ayaskinon betoein tainus list the mizuyin. The socher made the claim that it was stolen by list the mizuyin, armed robbers. However, the nimtza, it turns out, list the she'ein mizuyin. They did find the ganav, and he really was a ganav. He wasn't an armed robber. They thought he was armed, maybe, but he wasn't armed. He was just an unarmed, regular ganav who pays kaitel. And therefore, you could answer up the question in this fashion. The socher said it was a list of mizuyin, and therefore that's why he's part of it, because that's an onus. He doesn't have to go and stand up to list of mizuyin, even if he's like a shomer socher. But when they find the ganav, he's just a regular ganav. So there is a kefil payment, and therefore he's the one that gets it. Okay, then we go back and we quote our Mishnah. The Mishnah from yesterday's share was Nafla Legina, if the animal fell into somebody's Gina. It was in a higher platform, was in the Shusarab, it was on a rooftop, and it fell into somebody's private Gina, the Nenis, and it got benefit. And here we'll discuss today what exactly is that benefit. Mishalemis Mashahenis. So you have to pay for the benefit that it got. Now, that's what the Mishnah said. Rav now understands it in the following scenario. Omar Rav b'nechbita. Rav is talking about when it fell into the garden and it was protected by the produce. It fell on a whole bunch of cabbage and it didn't hurt itself because it fell on the cabbage, but it squished all those cabbages. So that's what you have to pay for in a situation b'nechbita, when it was smashed onto the produce and therefore it didn't get hurt. Now, implication being, Rav says only b'nechbita would you pay what you, in fact, had gotten benefit from. Ava ochla, if the animal just jumped in there and ochla and it ate, afilu mashinan is saying mishalevis. The implication would be that Rav would hold that you don't pay anything in that situation. Why would that be? So the word says, maybe lema Rav taimei, maybe Rav holds like we learned previously. Rav had said previously, Dama Rav, and we can see this in the last Rashi on this Amud, and he says, Gabe hichlis peros of luchotz chavero. That case that we had on Daf Mem Zayin will hopefully be remembered. And we had there that a man brought his fruits into his friend's yard. He had no permission to do so. Shalom Rishos. Now, we learned over there in Parashar Shonagach, Zapara, and Daf Mem Zayin Amabez, Diktani, Husko Behem. Now, who's Husko over here? So, Husko Behem, Behemashal Balabais. The Balabais is animal slips, as we'll see on those peros, Chayav Balaperos. And Rav had said over there, Kishuhulka, we're only talking that you're Chayav, the Balaperos is Chayav, if the animal slipped on those peros. In that situation, Shuhulka Behem Shadu, only there would the Balaperos be Chayav. Avo Ochla, the trees are Potter. But if the animal ate those fruits that weren't allowed to be there, and it got bad diarrhea, vitriza, and it damaged the animal, potter, the owner of the fruits would be potter. Why? Because the machnis, the one who brought in the fruits, can say to the owner of the ox, the havalah, shalotocha, your animal shouldn't have eaten it. So therefore, Rav said, the Amar Rav, back to the Gemara, hayalah shalotocha. In that situation, the machnis, the one who brought the peris in, can say to the owner of the ox, your animal shouldn't have eaten it. Your problem, not mine. So that too over here, that the nechbeda, only in the situation where the animal fell and squished the cabbages, then you have to pay mashinanis. But if it ate, the answer would be that you don't have to pay anything because Rav would say, you should have said, don't eat it. Now, Gemara says, no, the two cases aren't comparable. Amri hochi hashta? How can you possibly compare the case that we had with the person bringing in the peros and the ox of the Baal HaChotzer ate those fruits and got sick? So Rav said, well, listen, the machnis can say, don't eat them. But you can't say that over here. It's not comparable. Hachi hashta. In that situation, listen, you shouldn't have eaten my fruit. You ate my fruit and you got sick. It's your problem. You were the one that did the damage. So you're the one that has to suffer the consequences. The Motzi Omalei, Mori de Peri, because the owner of the Peris can say, Lo Mishamla, Mishalmana, I'm not going to go pay. You shouldn't have eaten them. You got sick. You from eating my fruits, so you shouldn't have eaten them. However, the Azuke, he Yachrine, but for the animal who entered there without permission to go and do damage by eating, in that situation, even Rav wouldn't say that the owner of the animal would be patur for paying for the fruit. The p'tiri l'shalumei mihamar. He would never have been able to say that because here he's causing the damage with his animal, not that the owner of the fruits can say, "Don't eat my fruits." Here, the animal is eating the other person's property. So even Rab would say in that situation, he can't say, "Ha hayolah shalotocha, I shouldn't have eaten it." So therefore, we're stuck with understanding, like Rav said, Amarav b'nechbeda, it doesn't make any sense to say only b'nechbeda and not achla. You're only chayv for the produce that you squished, but you wouldn't be chayv for the produce that you're eating. That doesn't make any sense. Ella, therefore, the Gemara says, and we turn to Nun Chesem Aleph, that this brisa is a style that we've had many, many times, lo mi boy kamar. Not only this, but even that. Lo mi boy achla. You don't even have to tell me the case where the animal ate the fruits, it came into this person's yard and ate the fruits into his gin and ate the fruits, the mishalemis mashenis. Of course you have to pay the benefit that he got. For example, if now he didn't have to go and give it lunch, so he saved $5, so of course you have to pay the $5 for that. But I might have thought, avol nechbita, it fell into the yard and it squished the cucumbers, it squished the cabbages. Ema, I might have said, mavriya harim, inichse chaveru, the person who owns those cabbages, those cucumbers, and it protected the animal from getting hurt. So he's like a person who scares away a lion from somebody else's property and did a good thing. And therefore, I would have thought that the damage that the animal did, he shouldn't have to pay for that because the other guy was, so to say, doing a mitzvah of Maria Harim and Yitzchak Averhu. Oh, so Rav is coming to teach us. No, Kamashla, no, he does have to pay for that. You have to pay if the animal ate it, and you have to pay if the animal squished it as well. No, the Gemara says, why not? Maybe, in fact, it is a case of Mavriya Harim and Itzik HaBeruhu, and the guy's doing a good deed, so to say, and therefore, the animal owner should not be chayv to pay for the squished cucumbers, the squished cabbage. The Gemara says, no. Mavriya Hari, that is only a din, Minichsik HaBeruhu, Midaitahu. That's only if you did it intentionally. I'm going to go and scare away this lion, so I'm going to go and do you a favor. However, if I don't know about it, so then if my property is damaged, so then even though I was Mavriya Hari, my cabbages saved your animal from getting hurt. Nevertheless, you have to pay for them. Teretz number one. Alternatively, teretz number two, Inami Mavriya Hari, Minichsik Havero, Les Leib Seda. One who chases away the lion, he scares away the lion from his neighbor, well, that didn't cost him anything. He just yelled and screamed or he threw something at him. Though then, Mavriya Hari, Minichsik Havero, Les Leib Seda, in that situation when there's no loss, so then that's why there's no payment. However, hi, Is Leib Seda. Here, granted, he did a nice thing to have his cabbage, so to say, save the damage to the animal that fell on it, but it cost him a financial loss. So the other guy has to pay. Mashin, and it's the benefit of that financial loss. He has to go and pay him for it. Okay, this is a good break point. We'll stop over here, and everyone should have a wonderful day.